Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
She is gone.
It's a grand slam.
Swung on, hit in the air to right field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. His third home run of the game. A Judgian blast to right field.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Inside the 1 o'clock hour on The Fan. This is the last hour I got for this week. Been a great week. Appreciate everybody who enjoys The Fan, that calls The Fan, all the sports fans. And, you know, this is a special thing we got here, man. You can turn this radio station on at any time and hear calls, hear takes, hear sports stuff, but then maybe even some real life stuff. And I'm always glad to do that. I don't mind sharing my real life and peeling some of that back for you. In real life right now, I'm on Twitter trying to do the show. I was going to do the live. It's just too much going on, man, between the sports conversation and this hip-hop beef. Now I'm replying to Peter Rosenberg. I guess Peter Rosenberg is awake. Shout out to you if you're listening, Peter, from the other station. And, you know, I'm still, like, I am leaning Drake in this beef. And all I'm saying is these guys can go back and forth with 100 tracks. Kendrick Lamar is not the megastar that Drake is. He would not have the if they both walked down Madison Avenue, Kendrick Lamar would not get the response that Drake gets. And when you actually stack up things that matter, like the money gross, the record sales, the concerts, the tours, the amount of hits, albums, Drake is so far out of there. It does not matter if Kendrick Lamar drops 5 diss tracks this week talking about Drake's son, his dad, his mom, his baby mama. It does not matter. What I'm saying is Drake is the biggest thing in hip-hop, one of the biggest things in music, and Kendrick Lamar can't get to that level. Now, at the same time, when this rap beef goes on, we've seen this does wonders. If Drake mentions you and gives you this attention, this has already done wonders for Kendrick this week. He's being streamed. He's being talked about. Kendrick better have his best album ready to go. And I'm not knocking Kendrick at all because I love Kendrick Lamar's stuff. Like, there was definitely plenty of chapters in my life where I was listening to Kendrick Lamar stuff on repeat. But, like, what are we talking about with Drake? He can out-rap Drake. I think he's a better lyricist than Drake. Is he a better song maker, hit maker? No. Is he ever going to make more money than Drake, sell more albums, have more hits? No. When this whole beef dies down, people will be listening to Drake forever. That's why I laugh when Paulie played Just Hold On, We're Going Home. That song came out in like 2013, 2014. That's an all-time classic. How many of those does Kendrick have? Drake didn't rap a bar on that song. He sang that song. It's okay to give it up. And you know what? As we talked about my haters tonight, and we talked about the things that people write online about me, and I'm telling you, I don't care. Like, the biggest thing for me with haters, and I remember I told the homies this at the game recently. They were like, how you deal with, like, people writing about you on the internet and that stuff popping up in your phone? I'm like, I don't care, because I've been broke, and I've been jobless, and I've collected unemployment, and I've been down in the dumps, and I've been sick to my stomach and crying about my life and thinking that I wasn't going to be anything, and nobody was checking for me. Nobody was talking about me. Nobody was writing to me. Even my family and friends, nobody was checking on me. So when I wake up today and somebody writes Keith McPherson sucks, I smile. You know who I am. I don't know who you are. Like, I'm happy. I'm thankful for that. I figured it out. I made it. And I know there's a lot of people that, like, want to hear that, because they're going through that too. You can do it. You can make it. You can figure it out. Everything is temporary, man. So keep going. 877.
You know you made it, Keith, when people are telling you you suck.
Exactly.
That is I'm like,
when I wasn't doing SHIT, nobody was hating on me. People don't hate down. They hate up. When I was wishing somebody would hire me, when I was applying to jobs, when I was striking out, when the only person who cared about me and supported me and told me that I was the man and I was going to figure it out was my wife, who literally told me, stop confusing the universe. Do you want to keep applying to these social media manager jobs and go back to a cubicle, or do you want to be the man? I said, I want to be the man. I know I could be the man. She's like, then be the man.
You do a good job at it, Keith.
So, I know.
Again, I love doing the stuff I do with social media, and then you got the people starting it. Not as much as you with the crap in your DMs, but
I don't mind it.
I laugh when I see it on Twitter. I'm like, ah,
yeah,
like, dang. I'd love to, like,
but
open
see, there's also a different level. You know me. You see me. You've been around me now for some time. There are people hating that have never even encountered me,
and that's the unfortunate part, man. Like, you're one of the real guys. I've been here for 2 years. I've dealt with all different bunch of people, bunch of hosts here. There's quite a few of them that, you know, you see the sides of them. You're a real one, man. I'll give you that, Keith. You're a real one. There's definitely a few of you at the station here and at the network that are real ones, and you're definitely one of those.
The word travels too. You know, the word travels too. Dave, that's over on CBS, stuck his neck out for me. A couple other people that have seen me in the building or seen me around, because the thing is, I go out of my way to talk to everybody, meet everybody, learn about everybody, because I'm not better than anybody else. And when you do that, that is when people start to revere you. That is when people are like, yeah, I don't know why this guy gets hated on so much. I like this guy. This guy went out of his way to make sure I was straight. This guy went out of his way to talk to me, to befriend me. And I'm always going to be like that, man. I think I got a lot further to go. But yeah, if you're listening to me right now and you hate my guts, thank you. Appreciate it. Kevin is in the Bronx. Kevin, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. I just wanted to show some love. You got me into listening to the Fan. Just want to say one thing with the Lisa Rice trade to San Diego. What do you think the Yankees should go out and get?
Man, I don't think they were really, you know, we've talked about Luis Arraez. I think maybe Bruce and Flushing called to say that we should trade Gleyber Torres and whoever else. I'm really just puzzled what the Padres are doing. Like, Why'd you give us Juan Soto if you've made all these moves? Dylan Cease, Luis Arraez, you're going for it. But no, this move, Kevin, this move tells me, like I've been saying, the Yankees, even at 21-13, whatever, the Yankees' offense not being what it is should make Brian Cashman get on the phone. The Yankees not being as good as we thought that they were right away should make Brian Cashman not rest, not think, okay, we got enough. Like, start making some calls, start checking on some things, and see what you can do out
totally
there.
Agree.
If this is an all-in 1 year, in theory, with Verdugo, with Rizzo, Gleyber's last year, and obviously Juan Soto, they're going to have to stack the deck and go all in. And I think there's some teams that are going to be selling sooner rather than later. Like, the Marlins know that they're not doing anything this year. So having a batting champ like Luis Arraez, they'll let him go.
Maybe we should improve on a position player or the bullpen. And thanks for taking my call, Keith.
Thanks for the call and the positive energy. And I love that, man. I love when people say, hey, you got me into listening to the Fan. Because there's some people that think that the nighttime show, that's another thing I get. Like, oh, you're on at 2 in the morning. My show ends at 2 in the morning. But no disrespect to people like Chris McMonagle or Sal Licata or Joe Beningo or Evan and all these other people that did overnights. Like, you would take that job in a heartbeat. So it's funny, all the people that on the internet like to be like, oh, your show is on when no one's listening. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. Like there's always someone listening. But to be on at this time, anybody would take that job. I just lost my train of thought. The Marlins, going back to what I was thinking about, maybe it'll come back to me. The Marlins traded Luis Arraez, and they got reliever Woo Suk Go, prospects Dylan Head, Jacob. It's just some random guys that we don't know. But the Marlins know they're not going anywhere, so they're going to give it up. Gleyber Torres is someone that I would love to see moved. I've been campaigning for years now. Man, before they made the IKF trade, I remember I was so delusional when they first traded for IKF and Donaldson. I'm like, maybe there's another move. Maybe you can include Gleyber Torres. No. I think they can add another bat to this team, and I definitely think they can add another arm to the rotation, bullpen, and do some just improving around the margins. The bench right now, we're bringing Jamai Jones and Taylor Trammell off the bench. It is what it is. And I lost my train of thought. I'm like, where was I going now with the overnight and the haters talking about, oh, yeah, your show was on. Yeah, you'll never have a show. You'll literally never have a show. But you hate on people that have a full-time job talking sports.
It doesn't matter
what time.
We're getting phone calls. The phones are always lit up every time I'm producing for you, man.
I always have calls. It doesn't matter. And I listen to C-Mac's show till probably 3, 4 in the morning, and he has calls. Like, we get to talk sports full-time for a living on The Fan in New York, the first and greatest sports talk station. But a hater will tell you that, oh, we're bums and we're losers because we're on at night. That's not the case, bro.
I'd die for your job, man. Right? I'd die for you. I'm applying for the network job for the overnight producer at 2 a.m. Keith, I'm driving 2 hours to get here, man.
Yeah, because
I would do anything to
get a
full-time
gig. You're in the building, bro.
I hear you.
When I wasn't in the building, I was sending in resumes, cover letters, hoping someone would see it. It's so hard to even get a key card, an access card. But it's a grind. Anyway, 877-337-6666. We do have a lot of calls. Let me get to them. Matt's in Floral Park. Matt, you're on The Fan.
Keith, how are you?
Great.
First of all, I am listening, and so are a lot of other people. And I'm enjoying being on hold because you're teaching me a lot about non-professional sports, about life, and I thank you for that.
Good. You know?
A lot of the things you're saying pertain to me, and I truly thank you for that. I'm calling about, believe it or not, John Sterling. I'm a beloved fan of John Sterling. I want to ask you a question. Are they going to run his promos all year about his past calls? Because no disrespect to the present radio announcers, but whenever something happens, I'm finding myself thinking what he would be saying. And I'm listening to almost what he's saying, and he's not even there. And it's driving me crazy. Do you think they're going to be running his promos all year long? Like,
when this happened in sports, you heard it on The Fan, and it's John Sterling, Roger Clemens, 4,000 strikeouts.
It's funny. While I was on hold, I heard one. I just heard one while I was on hold.
They're going to run because we're going to keep honoring John Sterling. And I was pleasantly surprised to see Boomer and Gio bring John Sterling out on stage at White Eagle Hall tonight. I'm like, that was the move right there. Tommy DeVito, cool. But, you know, to have John Sterling there, amazing. And no disrespect to Shaq and E-Man, Justin Shackle and Emmanuel Babari.
Oh, no, they do a great job.
Yeah, they're young guys. They're going to come into their own. Nobody can beat John Sterling.
Somebody hits a home run, I'm listening to what he would be saying.
Forever, Yankee fans. We're going to see some new Yankees on this team this year, hopefully trade deadline. And we're going to say, what would John's home run call be? That could literally go on forever. Every new Yankee, what would John Sterling's call be for their home run?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in my 70s, and I've been with him since day one, and I miss the guy. He's a cool dude. I really do miss him.
Thanks.
And anyway, that's what I called about. And again, thank you for about the non-professional things in life.
Of course.
You're an okay guy, man, and I'm learning a lot from you than paying money and calling other people.
Thanks for the call, Matt. Now I got my train of thought back of what I was thinking. But first with John, I'm blessed to have gotten a WFAN before John hung it up. because I literally love John. I'm a Yankee fan. I don't know any Yankee. I don't understand the Yankee fans that had negative things to say about John Sterling. He has been the voice of so many great moments. If you, like me, watched every single Yankeeography, it's John Sterling talking to you in between the commercial breaks. And, you know, what I love about John is John knew who I was before I met him. And, you know, he told me things that I said on air back to me. And he just was gracious, man. And it's you hear me say, like, I go out of my way to talk to everybody, man. I talk to security in this building. I talk to the janitors in this building. I say what's up to everybody, that's from interns to people. Cause like, that's just how I am, bro. Cause like, I have been in positions where I worked at MTV and I was around a lot of celebrities and people. And I did a little, you know, social media job. They act like you were invisible. People that had any type of status or whatever, they'll forget your name. They'll walk right past you. They won't acknowledge you. Like, I've been that invisible person. So I never, ever want someone to feel like that around me. And John Sterling, obviously, I'm not an invisible person. Being a host on The Fan, it just blew me away how nice he was and, you know, extended his phone number and came on my show as a guest. And I got to call it, you know, inning with, I didn't call it, but I got to join an inning with John and Susan on the broadcast in spring training 2 years ago. And I was going to do the same thing this year, but I got sick in Tampa and didn't want to even kind of potentially bring anything over there. John Sterling is the best. And for a long time, we're going to be saying, what would John Sterling say? Now, back to the call that I got. I don't know, I'm blanking on the name, but he said, was it Kevin from the Bronx? He said, you know, you got me into listening to The Fan. And there are a lot of people that have told me, yo, I heard your voice and I started listening to The Fan. Or I followed you on Twitter or Instagram and saw you got to The Fan. Now I listen all day. And I love that because there's not an exact way to quantify that. There's not an exact way to see how many people are listening because of one host or one show. Now, obviously, the ratings for myself, a nighttime host, they're skewed because we have the year starts and Brooklyn Nets radio is on. And even the year starts and it's the end of like Monday night football, Thursday night football. And then the Yankees start. So the nighttime ratings are mixed. And even my shows, sometimes I'm on at 7. Sometimes I'm on at 10:30. Sometimes I'm not on until like with March Madness. Like March Madness, I had a 15-minute show after one of the rounds of March Madness. So what I'm saying is, and that's another thing stupid idiots online say, oh, this guy's ratings must suck. Like, what? You don't know anything about how this works, bro. But okay. For somebody to call and say, like, I listen because of you, and people to write that on the internet, that's great. Because I think in radio, too, they look at the nighttime and the overnight as bottom of the totem pole. You guys don't drive listeners. You don't drive ratings. You don't make us any money. And that is absolutely not true. I definitely know I've made this station money. I definitely know I've made an impact. I definitely know I'm valuable to WFAN. And I definitely know I'm a part of the fabric of this station now. And there's more to do. So thank you to everyone who supports. And again, thank you to everyone who doesn't like what I do. And right now, is like, I can't wait till this guy gets off. I think Hoff is coming up next. So bear with me for the next 20 minutes. And then Hoff will take you through the overnight. Back to the phone we go before we find ourselves in the next break. Brian is in Queens. Brian, you're on The Fan.
What's goody, bro? What's goody, man? Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
So, yeah, man, like, I've been a Knicks fan since, like, the David Lee days, the Zach Randolph days, you know what I mean? So every playoff win feels like a block party, and I'm loving it, you know, and as it should be. And especially getting that win over there in Wells Fargo Arena with Saquon Barkley there definitely made it feel a little better as well.
Saquon, that's another thing. Saquon Barkley wasn't mentioned enough during the day as we talked about who would be in the building. I thought that was an obvious thing. And it was just weird. Follow me on this, Brian. Doesn't it look like Saquon Barkley is having a hard time being the villain, wearing the fact that like you chased the money and left and went to the enemy? Even the fact that he tweeted out, tried to like tongue-in-cheek joke like, you know, I can't even go to a basketball game. It's been 2 months. I can't even go to a basketball game. Like, bro, do you understand what you did? I think he's having a hard time being the villain.
Yeah, he sold out, man.
You completely sold out, bro. You can never come back. Like, once you do that, that's forever.
That's for sure. And I was going to say, like, this series right here is, like, it means a lot to Knicks fans as well, because if you remember, we got to get this series win for Melo. Because remember when we went up against Roy Hibbert and them boys, Paul George, David West, and they beat us 4-2?
Yeah, man.
That was gut-wrenching. So we got to get this W back for Melo and for that team.
That's right. I just was talking about that team and back then with the Pacers. Like, this is – universe never unconnects. This was written in the stars for the stars to align and for us to get this matchup. That's a great point. I'm going to put that in my notes. We got to bring that up on Monday, too. This one's for Melo and them.
yes. And, yeah, man, Jalen Brunson's been he's a hero, man, to be honest with you, man. Like, you know, I remember in FanDuel, I had a little bit of doubts going over on his 33.5, and he sure enough, he did. You know what I mean? Like, he's a beast, and
he's going to continue. Right,
this is going to be a good series.
They're comparing him to Michael Jordan. Everybody's posting his stats. He's making people eat their words. Thanks for the call, Brian. I love that, too. I love, because everybody's got haters, right? When they signed Jalen Brunson, they said they overpaid him. Steal of a deal. They owe him a lot more money. Steal of a deal. And then also, they said this guy was never an all-star. You don't give that kind of money to a guy who's never an all-star. He's an all-star now. He's a little guy. Little guys don't win anything in the league. He's on his way. He's back-to-back years, won the first round. Let him cook. Oh, well, you know, it's just all these things that people say. After all is said and done, more is said than done. Kevin out on Long Island. You're on the Fan in New York. What's up, Kev?
Thanks for your time. Hey, quick Nick jam. I'll get off the air. My language is not clean for this. So, I think they should throw the kid Sims in for a little length on the three-point area. Give the guys a quick minute or two rest and whatnot. I'm happy for the younger generation experience what I had in high school with Clyde and Dick Barnett and the boys. Basketball brings everybody, all the groups together. Cool breeze, bro. You're doing it right.
Thank you, Kevin. Yo, I'll take it from there, too. I know you guys see Side Talk NYC if you're online and you see those videos and you see young, old, different nationalities, races, backgrounds. The common denominator is their Knicks fans. And what I love about the Knicks winning this series and looking on the internet, you are seeing a Knicks fan base realizing we're actually here. Not when Julius Randle said we were here in 2021. Like, no, this is back-to-back years getting out of the first round in the playoffs. Back-to-back years making the playoffs and advancing. The Knicks are all the way back. They are one of the better teams in basketball. And I'm seeing people talk about Danilo Gallinari, Wilson Chandler. I'm seeing people go back in time to Nate Robinson and J.R. Smith, and they keep going back. Like, remember Lance Thomas was on the team, David Lee. Like, it is great in sports. That's why I said I'm not a Knicks fan, but obviously I'm adjacent to it. I've lived through the eras, and you know, I laughed at the Knicks struggling all that time, but there's nothing to laugh at now. There's nothing to troll now, and I'm happy for the Knicks fans. I'm happy for New York because the Knicks are New York's team. Follow me. Like, in baseball, we are split, and we've been split. Mets and Yankees, and then if you even go further back to the Brooklyn Dodgers, the New York Giants, like, it has always been split. Hockey, it's split. Rangers, Islanders, and a lot of Devils fans from the success that they had are in New York, obviously, in New Jersey. In football, it's Jets and Giants, and maybe even some Buffalo Bills fan. Like, it's split. But in basketball, it has always been the New York Knicks. And even with the New Jersey Nets that were in Long Island and Teaneck and East Rutherford in Newark and now Brooklyn, I know as a Nets fan, because I grew up, started off a Bulls fan, but really grew into being a New Jersey Nets fan. And when they left New Jersey, I boycotted them. I did not watch a game. I was over it. I was done with them. They left. They're a New York team now, and I'm not ever going to Brooklyn. When I was younger, I did not see myself being like the last two seasons. I'm credentialed media. I could walk in to the stadium through the press entrance. I did not see that future. I didn't see myself having a Nets podcast and YouTube channel and all that other stuff. There's no way to see it. But what I'm saying is, even with the Brooklyn Nets coming to New York, it did not threaten the Knicks fandom, the Knicks fan base. Didn't hurt it at all. Actually made it stronger. You know, there was times where I was ranting on the airwaves about how the Brooklyn Nets are actually responsible for where you are now. Because the existence of a team, a 30-minute train ride from your arena in your same state, made your front office, made your owners have to build a competitor. You can't bow down to the New Jersey team that ditched New Jersey, put Brooklyn across the chest, built a little arena down there, and started chanting, Brooklyn. A lot of Brooklyn people said, all right, I'm a Brooklyn fan now. I'm not a Knicks fan. A lot of frustrated Knicks fans did jump ship. But when I say a lot, it's really not that much. The Knicks have a ton of fans, and that fandom has been passed down in New York for years and years and years. And you're seeing the joy and the elation that Knicks fans have after struggling for so long. And it's great. It's rare, man. I'm enjoying it for you. I wish that the Nets were better? Like, I didn't hear it, but I saw on WFAN we posted an article about Boomer and Geo talking about how Evan's handling the Knicks' success after the Nets flamed out. Us Nets fans knew that was going to flame out. We knew it was not for long. While it was happening, we knew, oh, this is not going well. And, you know, I'm different than Evan. I think Evan has leaned into being a hater, like, even so much to the point where he was, like, down there in Philadelphia rooting for the Sixers. I don't understand that. I don't think that makes much sense. But I know Evan is, you know, understanding where we are in sports, New York, and basketball. And, like, we want to see the Knicks advance. It's good for business. It's good for the city. It's good for just where we are as fans. We need a champion, honestly. And if they can get to the Eastern Conference, like, come on, bro. Anything is possible. And stay down till you come up. That's become a signature phrase of mine. And I likened it to, like, the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions struggled for years. And now you see their fans in the stands in tears. They should have been in the Super Bowl. Maybe they'll get back this next year. But how can I hate on the Lions? They've been miserable for so long. Brad is in New York. Let's talk about the Knicks, Brad. You got it.
Hey, Keith, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to share a story. Number one, huge fan of yours. When the Mets lose, especially back when they were playing the Royals in the World Series, you know, I go to bed, I wake up, I'm good. The Jets lose, I go to bed, I wake up, I'm good. You know, the Islanders lose, I go to wake up, I'm good. The Knicks, game five, when they lose, I shut off my lights, I put my dinner in the fridge, and I can't listen to sports talk radio for a day. And my big point is that June 2nd of 1993, I was at the Charles Smith game, sitting eighth row, and it sucked the soul out of me as a 12-year-old.
I bet.
And I'm riding home on the train, and I'm crying, and my dad's laughing at me. He's like, why are you laughing? And I'm like, that was just the worst. They call it the worst game in Knicks history. I don't know if that's true, but.
To see it live as a 12-year-old kid who was, like, early on falling in love with the Knicks, it ripped your heart out.
Absolutely. But the key thing here is that I stuck with my team. I know there's a lot of the new fad now, not fad, but people chase players now. They don't chase teams.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I root for LeBron.
Oh, I'm an Anthony Edwards fan. I like SGA, Shea Gilgeous, Alexander. What? Like, you're not an OKC fan?
I love LeBron. Don't get me wrong. LeBron.
Me too. I used to tell people, hey, I'm a Nets fan, but really I'm a Kobe fan. Like, I root for Kobe, but.
Well, what I used to say was there's no one ever that would overtake Michael Jordan, and LeBron has maybe proved me wrong on that. But my ending sentences is I stuck with my team, and it's been heart-wrenching since around those moments. In the mid-90s, where they kind of lost their luster. They got into the finals in 99, but that was a farce. And since then, I never left. and we're back, and let's rejoice.
Yes, sir. Great call, Brad, and thanks for sharing that story. We've heard a lot about the Charles Smith game over these last couple weeks, and a lot of the message I've been sending to the Knicks fans, especially after like that Game 5 game, I'm like, what is this? You guys got to act like you've been in a series. And then a lot of people made me realize they can't act like they've been in a series. Last year was different in the first round. Other than that, they don't have experience going through this. But I'm like, you're going to lose games in a series. It's a series. Don't start turning on your coach, your best player, your role players that got you there. I'm hearing people talk about what Jalen Brunson playing hero ball. What the hell was Tom Thibodeau doing? Mitchell Robinson, come on. It's like, nah, don't, not now. These guys are giving you joy. These guys are giving you a feeling that you haven't had in a long time. Don't turn on them now. 877-337-6666. If you're on hold, I'm going to get to you. Stay on hold. No more calls. Don't call in. I'm running out of time. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got about 23 minutes left. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered! Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is, hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Right back at it on The Fan in New York. I want to send a shout out to Mick in Rocky Point. I think there's a slim chance that he's listening as we're about 20 minutes away from 2 a.m. on Saturday, May the 4th be with you. But my birthday was May 1st, and I believe his birthday was yesterday, May 3rd. And I haven't heard from Mick in a while, but if you've been listening to my show since 2021, 2022 when I started, you know, Mick is a 91. Now he's got to be 93, 94. Caller from Rocky Point who tapped in with me, and, you know, we would talk baseball, and he's a Dodgers fan. We talk about, you know, the Brooklyn Dodgers and old-time New York baseball, and, man, pleasant surprise. You know, unfortunately, I've gotten some hate mail here, literally like physical mail to WFAN. Everybody knows the address. So I have gotten some letters here, only two in my time, where I've opened them up and had been really displeased with what someone decided to write. One, just completely racist, using the N-word. The other one was just like biased because I'm young and I have a different approach and style, whatever. I also have power over you. You listen to me on the radio and type. One was typed up. The other one was handwritten. And whatever I say on this microphone, I don't know who you are. Both of these hate letters came through anonymously. And I have power over you because you wrote the letter, went to the post office, and mailed it to WFAN. So that's interesting. But today I check my mailbox and I get a happy birthday card from Mick in Rocky Point. And, man, it was so nice. It says, today is the beginning of anything you want. Enjoy every second of the year ahead. Happy birthday. Hope you have a good year. I'll be listening. Mick from Rocky Point. And I swear, I recently had the thought, I haven't heard from Mick in a while. I hope he's well. And happy birthday, Mick. Hopefully someone can relay the message to him. And I'll send another happy birthday on Monday because it'll still be Taurus season. But I remembered that he was a fellow Taurus and, man, you know, pleasant surprise to see that in my mailbox today. The love overpowers the hate. Rob Solid told y'all, if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. So I guess I'm popping. 877-337-6666. If you call now, you'll be talking to Hoff. I think Hoff is next, right? Hoff is next. It's not C-Mac. It's Hoff. It's Friday night. Let's take the rest of my calls in the next 14, 15 minutes. Aiden is in Point Pleasant, PA, down the shore. On the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I've been listening to you since, I actually remember, I think it was after the Subway series, and Harrison Bader had just become a Yankee, and you were calming down all the angry Yankees fans on our way back from watching them play. But one thing about the late night shows is they're my favorite to listen to. And how hard you guys work as individuals, running your own show overnight,
mm-hmm.
even when there may be less callers, even mm-hmm. you know, and really having great dialogue with the producers and so much to say. You're one of my favorites on the Fan.
Thank you, man. It's different than the daytime. The daytime is very commercial. There's a lot of ad reads and spots bought in and the same producers produce those shows. I have a rotating group of producers at night. I get to pretty much do my own thing. And, you know, the biggest thing that I think people got to realize is, like, working the night shift affects your at-home life. It affects your sleep. It affects your next day. Like, it's a sacrifice, but it's worth it. We're blessed to have the opportunity to be on this radio station and do what we do. Myself, C-Mac, and anybody else that fills in.
100%. They're my absolute, you know, favorite to listen to as
I'm glad.
You know, a bartender coming home late night. One more point about the Knicks. I remember going to the Knicks game when I was a little younger and seeing Ron Baker play and all these random players and wondering when it was going to be our time, you know. And my dad was born in 70 and has through the 90s Knicks and saw that, but has never seen, you know, his own championship. And I got to go to my first playoff game, two nights ago, but last night against the Sixers. And I really felt like our time is coming. I've never felt anything like that. I mean, after the game, all the Knicks fans partying in the hallways of the Wells Fargo Arena. I mean, it was one of the most special moments I've had as a sports fan of my whole life. And I really do feel like our time is coming as the Knicks. And I love the Nova Knicks, and I love the brotherhood and the camaraderie and how special it feels to be able to watch this team night in and night out. And they've quickly become, I mean, my favorite out of my fandom to watch because of just of how much fun and the post-game press conferences and everything about them. I really love this Knicks team and think there's a lot of room for growth. And I really appreciate you taking my call. Thanks, Keith.
Aiden, thank you, man. And thank everybody. Thank you, everybody, that listens to my show, these overnight shows. they're different, and they give us an ability to do different things that we wouldn't be able to do during the day. They're special, man, and I know there's a long list of people that have come before me that have done this. So going back to what Aiden was saying, though, like after the game, there was a quote that I read that Jay Wright talked about his Villanova guys, and he said they have no fear of failure. And that's the main thing. Once you defeat that part of yourself, once you defeat your own ego, and once you defeat having fear, it unlocks you. That's why these guys can play like they play late in games and gut it out and win those games. And then, like I said, that was an all-time post-game press conference with Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, and Jalen Brunson last night. They just won in Philadelphia where they went to school, game six. These guys are laughing, joking with each other, eating Mike and Ike's, Josh Hart throwing Mike and Ike. Like, it's dead serious, but it is not that serious to these guys. It's basketball. They're hoopers. This is what they do. And they have this entire city on their backs. No problem. Tim is in Williston Park on the Fan. Go for it, Tim.
Hey, what's up, Keith?
Hey, how's it going?
Couple things real quick. I just want to give you a couple accolades for those people that are out there. Number one, you got me through a lot of stuff, COVID. You know, I had a 15-year-old daughter when you first started on the radio back in November, I think, in 2021.
Yep.
Somewhere around there. And she used to beg, Dad, let me just stay up. I want to listen to Keith.
Wow.
And so you had a huge impact. She's 18 now.
That's
so
awesome.
You had a huge impact on her. Now she just listens. She doesn't need my permission anymore.
She's got her own phone and she's doing, yeah. That's
yeah,
great.
Tell she's her, just doing whatever she's doing.
Tell her I said thank you for the support and hello.
No, but thank you, and I'll relay that to my daughter for sure. But another thing, I'm super proud of you for two things. I'm proud to be a listener of you, I should say. One is I love that you embraced hockey and like became super duper intelligent about it really quick. Like I had no idea how that happens with anybody. Like anybody that
I took the challenge
because you. Self-admittedly, we're not really a hockey fan at all.
No, I didn't. I didn't grow up watching hockey, and not too many brothers do. But when I came into the Fan, some people told me, "Oh, don't worry, you don't need to know anything about hockey. Like it's not." And I'm like, I don't think that that's true. And then I listened to the Fan, and there was so much conversation around the Rangers. I found my own way, and I picked the Devils, and I started going to games. And that was the biggest thing: watching a hockey game on TV versus going there, completely different. I don't know how you could go and not like it. I don't know how you could go there and it's cold and you watch and you're around these diehard fans. I don't know. I love it now. I can't wait for the Devils to get better, get healthier, get back.
Me too. I'm a Bruins fan actually, but my point was that I just love the way that you embrace it and you picked it up in like 2 seconds.
Because I didn't want anybody to, because people were knocking me, and I always go back to some woman wrote, "Oh, since hockey is outside of his purview, I won't be listening." And I'm like, well, I'm just being honest that I right now in November of 2021, Tim, when you and your daughter started listening, I didn't have much knowledge. That has changed.
So I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
As it relates to hockey, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but who do you think has a better chance of winning a championship, the Knicks or the Rangers?
The Rangers. And, I've been... And it's tough because I'm a Devils fan, and I literally have been in Prudential Center and run into some Devils fans that have said some things about me and like how I've talked about the Rangers. And I'm like, listen, I'm not that deep in the Devils fandom. I don't have that built up like that like hatred you guys have for the Rags. I don't have that built up like animosity. I'm doing the job, and I've watched the Rangers. They beat the crap out of the Devils this year, and I've watched their games, and I'm like, they're good, and they have a lot of good players, and they have home ice advantage. And for years now, I've been thinking that they were going to win the Stanley Cup. When they lost to Tampa, I was shocked. When they lost to the Devils, I was shocked. Even this year, yes. I think this year they do have a better chance than the Knicks to win it. But, man, how great would it be to see them both get to the final?
Oh, my God.
This city will be nuts, and I'm in the city every day. I'm down. I'm here for it. The universe never unconnects. It could already be written 30 years from 1994, 2024. We might be walking into a ridiculous summer where the Garden
every night. We're about to see it in round two. Both teams advance. We already know the schedule coming up for next week. It's insane.
I know. They got big problems at MSG trying to figure out how to schedule all these games. Keith, listen, I appreciate you very much. My daughter appreciates you very much. And have a great night, man.
Tim, thank you, and thank your daughter. I should have got your daughter's name. Shout out to Tim's daughter. I appreciate you guys. Bob is in Vermont. Next up on the Fan, go for it, Bob.
Hey, Keith, you know me. We talked a few times before.
Yep.
I'm sorry about the way that person wrote to you. I hate that word.
Yeah.
I think he's a chicken.
Right.
He does it.
Man, I had one of my best shows that night, and I took a picture of the letter before I threw it out.
Yeah. I think you should have burnt it.
I threw it in the garbage, but I took a picture of it. It's in my phone. I use that stuff as motivation. You know, I always think about, like, all right, what did Jackie Robinson have to go through? And some of these other people, like, okay, if I have to deal with someone writing N-I-G-G-A on a piece of paper and mailing it to WFAN, I channeled it, and I had a great show that night. I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
Idiot, whoever wrote that, that's all I have to say.
They're probably listening right now. Maybe they've turned into a Keith McPherson fan.
I don't care. I hope you hear me. Yeah. He's an idiot.
It's foul, and that is it's just idiotic to, you know, write that on a piece of paper, go to the post office and mail it to me.
You know my friend Hector that goes to the Yankee games?
I probably do. Does he sit in 203?
He told you about what I did to you, remember, Canova?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, see, this guy on Jake as
University College. You guys had me for a little while.
Lane Turner brought him up. He said, Knoebel from college. And then he said, what college? And we were trying to call up.
University College. What
It wasn't a real person.
Around draft time, you are learning about all of these different players from different schools. And I'm live on air. You guys got me twice with that one. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
what
player? I've never heard of this.
No, don't. We all get trolled, and sometimes it's funny.
No, I didn't mean to try. I'm friends with you. I like you very
much. It was funny. I got a good laugh out of it.
Today, Knoebel is no more.
He didn't get drafted? No one undrafted free agent signing? No one brought him in?
No, he was driving in a car, and he killed himself.
Oh, stop it.
No, it's really true. That's what happened on the show.
Thanks for the call, Bob. You guys are hilarious. Someone even on Twitter made like a fake draft sheet for like what this Knoebel character ran in the 40 and the 3-cone drill. And I think I put something like I was like, the Jets should draft this guy. I got to go back to my Twitter and find that. But you know, I know people call and troll. It was harmless. It was like, when you're doing a show, you have to have so much in your mind. I was just recently telling my mom this. My mom was asking me if I remembered something. We were talking about Caleb Williams, and, you know, Caleb Williams talked about how he wants to know the janitors in the building and this and this. And my mom was saying, like, you know, I raised you like that. I raised you to treat everybody with respect. I raised you to look out for people. She was like, remember when this kid in Ocean Township Intermediate School was getting bullied, and you stepped in to stop him getting bullied, and his mom reached out to say, like, Keith didn't have to do that. He stuck his neck out. I'm like, nah, I don't remember that at all. She was like, you don't remember? I'm like, Mom, you know what I got to remember? I got to remember how many points Jalen Brunson scored. I got to remember who came off the bench. I got to remember who came out of the Yankees bullpen. I got to know all these different players. I'm like, I don't remember some kid I saved from being stuffed in a locker in 2001. But yeah, when you do a show, there's so much going on in your mind. We have the TV on, you have the internet, and then you have kind of like a run of show on top of callers. It's a lot to focus on. And that day they got me with the Knoebel, because I just kept looking at all these mock drafts and all this stuff, and I'm thinking I know all the top draft picks, and I'm like, I don't know this guy. All right, last call of the night, last call of the week for me. I'll be back on Monday with a 5-hour KM to AM at 7 p.m., and the Knicks will tip off at 7:30. We'll have a good time Monday night. Last call goes to Rich in Hackenstown. Rich, you're on the Fan.
Keith, how are you, man?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Your fellow Nets fan here. I've called him a few times before. And it's funny. I you know, a lot of Knicks fans gave me crap back in the day when the Nets signed KD, and they said, oh, he's too soft to come here, and I had a lot of back and forth. I bartend too. And I got to say, like, I really am enjoying the Knicks run. It reminds me a little bit of...
You guys dodged... I had this conversation with Nets fan. Imagine if KD and Kyrie did choose the Knicks.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then all the stuff with the vaccine and the
anti-Semitism. They would have blew up 10 times harder.
Yeah.
But it's just funny because I was watching it now. I bartend and there's these Knicks fans screaming and I'm smiling and I'm like, I like this team. This is kind of cool. You know, it's hard for me. Like, I almost don't want to admit that, but like Brunson's a great player to root for and it's a good time. It really is. Like
it's a fairy tale. You're falling in love with these guys, and all you do is hope that they can keep it going. You don't want the season to end, and they're not going anywhere. Yeah. This team is young, and this team has so much draft capital and an opportunity to add another. Like, they're not done. The Knicks are back.
Have you thought how kind of cool it would be if they were able to get Bridges? Because I feel like that would just complete
the team. I almost tweeted last night after watching those three Villanova kids that the Nets – have to trade Mikal Bridges to the Knicks, reunite him with his brother, let us get a couple of those draft picks, and we'll act like this last year and a half never happened. He belongs with those guys. Those guys are having a lot of fun without him.
And he would fit in well with them, too. He would.
You need another scorer right now. If you have Mikal Bridges, he can get you 25, 30 a night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Knicks can give up some draft picks and Nets can just start fresh and go from there.
Yeah,
you know,
they want to build around Mikal Bridges. Let it go. And they don't want to send him to the Knicks because of the little rivalry. There's not a real rivalry between the Knicks and the Nets.
No,
I almost tweeted it from my Nets podcast account, Talking Nets, last night. Like, hey, who says no? In the offseason, trade Mikal Bridges to the Knicks. I don't think they'll do it, but why not? Like, reunite him.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I wanted to ask you, too. I know you got, last time we spoke, you got young kids. I got a couple young kids. You ever take them on vacation? Because I'm going on a 9-night cruise with a 1- and a 4-year-old.
Oh, good luck.
I wanted to know what you think about that.
I just took my son to spring training for about a week, and I was so paranoid and worried about it and making checklists, and my wife and I, he was great. He was great on the flight. He was great
sleeping
in a different place. He was good, and I was, like, expecting him to be rough. So don't fear it as much.
You're giving me hope.
Yeah.
You're giving me hope.
Trust that your kids are, like, you know, they're going to follow you. They're going to have a good time, too, and they're going to adapt.
Cool. All right, Keith. Take care, man.
Thanks for the call, Rich.
Thank you.
That's all I've got, folks. Appreciate everybody, for real. You can find me online on the weekend if you need me. I'm not hard to find. I'll be at Yankee Stadium Sunday, and then we'll be back Monday to do this again. Hoff is coming up next. Thank you, everybody. I'm out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.